Hey everybody, welcome to a second episode of Way of the Wise / Psych Gaming here. So, I think I've come up with a name. I'm thinking about Psych Theory. I don't know if you guys like that or not, let me know. I love it, so I'm probably going to change it, but let me know if you like it, because I want to hear your feedback, guys, okay? Okay? Sorry, you know what I'm saying? So today we have an interesting topic today. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I love and then love again Star Wars, right? So since I was a kid, I've like been really like just into the whole universe. I'm really just, I like taught myself about it. I was good in school, so like I didn't like you know, I tried and I did what I had to do and I just got my grades and everything. I'm talking about like grade school and high school, but like when I was in the, like, I guess like fifth grade and sixth grade, like that era, you know, that little like, you know, 10 to 12 year old time, I would try to like educate myself on like Star Wars, like the way like school try to educate you like in real life matters, like stuff that actually matters. But a big part of Star Wars basically is something called the dark side. So if you're not familiar, which I'm sure you are, the dark side is the opposite of the light side. It's basically everything. It's basically about total power, total control. Is this gonna focus? Yes, it focuses. Total control, total power. Basically totality of control, but not in like self-control. More in like the more anger and more negativity and more the strength you show, then the better you'll become. And their end goal basically is like total strength and control, which is interesting. So I was looking around online for like interesting theories, interesting like concepts that relate to, you know, the dark side, because the dark side is a very interesting topic. People, you know, relate to it a lot. So I have come across something on Psychology Today, actually, written by Leon F. Zeltzer, PhD. So he writes that the dark side, right? When we say the dark side, we're usually just calling our attention to our more aggressive, lustful, or antisocial instincts. And he goes into more depth, like listing all like the negative traits that a person can have that he could be referring to when he calls upon his dark side, you know, whatever. I think we all could relate to this, that like when people say like, oh, you know, like the famous line in like the Hulk movie when he's like, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, you know what I'm saying? Like obviously then he's saying like this, right now I'm like, I'm good, you know, I'm on my good side right now, but if you make me angry, that's my dark side, right? So the same way how Anakin Star Wars, you know, in the third movie slowly just, you know, gives into his fear and his anger, and his passion, and in the end game becomes a Sith Lord, right? The ultimate one, one of the most famous villain characters in the history of entertainment. He brings down something from Freud that says that he wrote in Civilization and Its Discontents in 1929. He said that being part of civilized society safeguards us from personal chaos. So as civilized beings, we appoint communal authorities, example, police, to protect us not simply from others' baser impulses, but also our own, right? That's interesting. So a lot of times we think of the police as like, oh, they're there to like protect me so I can call them when I get broken into, or they're there to help me if my cat's in a tree, or like, no, that's a fire department, what am I saying? No, like, they're, you know what I'm saying, like, they're, like, if there's, like, a riot, they come in, you know, if there's a burglary, if there's a killing, if there's any type of, like, thing that happens to me, right, then they're there as a line of defense from me to the aggressor. But he's saying here that it's much more than that, which is interesting, and I totally agree with, subconsciously, he's saying, I think. I know that a lot of people, the self-awareness has gone up through the ages a lot just because of the... someone's messaged me, okay? Someone, like, just through the ages is because of the amount of focus we've had in our society through psychology and stuff like that. So, but at the same time, I don't think it's so consciously made like, oh, we're made police because we are a danger to ourselves, because no one wants to admit that, you know, like no one wants to say like, yeah, I have the ability and I have the ability to do something so horrible, even though I wouldn't and I never would. But in this situation, in that circumstance, if I'm pushed to a certain amount, to a certain edge, then maybe it could happen. And I don't want to. This is not something negative. This is just a fact of life that we've seen it in tons of movies. We've heard stories of real life where like these people that we never thought that could do such horrible things were pushed to a point where they just did them. You know, because like, you know, this could come through lust, and this could come through just being pushed too hard. So that's two different things, right? So one thing is giving up, you know, on yourself, and one's giving into someone else. But that doesn't matter right now. Anyway, that it's happening, he's saying that we appoint communal authorities like the police to protect us, right? Not simply from others' baser impulses, but our own. So we're saying that, like, yes, we have the police and we pay our taxes and we need this line of defense just in case I go crazy. Now, this is interesting because, you know who Batman is, right? So he actually would put safeguards for himself in case he would go, like, be, like, you know, mind controlled or whatever. This is on a different level, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Like if something would happen to him, he has these, like, things in his brain that would automatically shut him down. You know what I'm saying? Or he would, like, do these actions that would make sure that he's incapacitated instead of him being a negative impact. He would just not be an impact at all. Which is interesting because it's sort of the same thing. He's putting safeguards for himself, not just for others, for himself. And what's cool about this is that okay, so let's get back to Star Wars a little, right? So he also says, Leon F. Seltzer also says that Jedi appoint a council and have other ruling parties. Sith take total control without any other safeguards from themselves. So obviously, okay, he didn't write that, but I wrote that. But this is what he's basically saying, is that what I'm trying to tie in Star Wars this. He's just more talking about, like, the dark side in general, like, you know, just our horrible deepest thoughts that we try to ignore or don't tell anyone or do in private or whatever, like those type of things. That's our dark side, which makes sense. But at the same time, the Jedi, which is the light side, right? They have a council, right? There's a political party. They're not trying to overthrow them. They listen to them, actually, which is interesting, even though they're much more powerful and wiser, quote unquote. But still, they have a council. They have other ruling parties to make sure that they don't go crazy. So in the event that a Jedi, right, would snap or be pushed to the point where he'd give in to his, I guess, emotions in the Star Wars universe, right? Because there is no emotion, there is peace, right? But, like, you know, I guess they have these other people to make sure that they don't hurt anyone. So these aren't safeguards for, like, to protect the Jedi. They're more safeguards to stop the Jedi from hurting others, which is interesting. That's the same sort of concept he's talking about, like how we have the police to protect us from ourselves or other people from ourselves, which is interesting because if you think about it that way, that's amazing. I mean, that's incredible. We as people, right, have such an understanding of ourselves that we're willing to accept just by there being a force out there called the police or called whatever you want to call, whatever thing you want to call them, you know, security, morals, anything that keeps us from doing something that we shouldn't do, that will be bad for us in the end, but we still want to do, that our darker side inclines us to do. Anything like that, right? Just the existence of those type of parties show to us that we are selfless beings. We love and want to take care of each other, right? And there's a lot of negativity going on in the world right now, but think about it. I mean, like, it's incredible how passionate we are about other people's health and well-being from ourselves, that we're willing to admit that, that we're all big enough to admit that just by having a police force out there. It's great. I'm just so happy about it. This is just such an interesting concept to, you know, to read about and to just think about. It's beautiful. let's go on to the next point, right? So Leon says that the reason that horror movies are perennial, I don't know that word, I'm sorry. But he's basically saying that horror movies are very, like, attractive these days and popular, right? He's saying the reason for this is that they enable us to experience a safe release from or vicarious expression of our more primitive antisocial instincts. And the same is true for many TV shows. Example, Dexter. So, I don't know if you ever watched Dexter. It's basically about a guy who whenever this whole thing happened, he was like this child, like his mother was killed or whatever, and like he has this like need to make blood spill, like quote unquote, basically kill people, right? He needs to kill people or else he like starts going crazy or whatever. So, but he works for the police department and he kills like the criminals, like the really bad people. So, it's a fine line, but at least he's trying to do something that's like good with his line, you know? But it's interesting because he's saying that the reason why horror movies these days are so, when a horror movie comes out, it wasn't, even a few years ago, it wasn't like all over the news and everywhere. It wasn't the biggest thing that was happening, you know, like we liked our superhero movies were starting to come into the scene a few years back and everything, but mostly we had our action movies, our Mission Impossibles, our James Bond, you know, and our love stories and stuff like that. So we were talking about, sorry, the camera cut off. We were talking about horror movies, right, and how they have impacted our lives a lot more than they used to, or just in our society a lot more. So it's insane how, just take The Purge for example, right? It's insane how big these movies have gotten. American Horror Story, huge now. These movies weren't such a big deal. Like, they were like cult classics and everything. I know, I agree with that. But at the same time, they weren't like these huge, like, big deal that were coming out. Now it's like they're just the main topic of discussion now for entertainment. And that's just it's just interesting to me. I don't know. But this is what he's saying, right? He's saying that the reason why is because these horror movies give us a safe experience, or a release or vicarious, you know, expression of what our more primitive dark side would want to do, right? So we go to a movie and we could like say, oh, that was so cool, man, you know, and without sounding like we actually would do that to someone, because it's just a movie, right? It's okay, just a movie. So that means that it's not so serious. So I could say like, oh yeah, that was awesome, even though it was a horrible thing that has happened, if that would happen in real life, quote unquote. But at the same time, in a movie, it was crazy. And I've watched these movies, and a lot of them are very good. But at the same time, it's just interesting how the reasons why we watch them, the reason why we love them so much, you know, we let a little bit of our dark side out these times, and that's all we really wanted to. That's just one of our main instincts, let's just say. But let's go on here. So I, just because of this concept we're talking with the horror movies, I feel like people, if given a choice, right, I think a lot more people, there's a lot more fan art, there's a lot more impact, and there's a lot more discussion of Sith than there are of Jedi on the internet, in the world in general, just because Sith are cooler, let's say, right? And we put all these words, we put all these powerful, we put all these different words. But at the same time, I think it just comes down to this basic concept of, it lets out a little bit of our quote-unquote dark side, you know? A little bit of our dark side that comes out when we talk about the Sith and how Sith are awesome and stuff like that, even though they're really bad people technically, you know, morally speaking. But we like to just cross that line we put up for ourselves, you know, example, the police and our morals, right? We like to cross the line a little bit in a safe way, as he was saying before, by talking about the Sith, expressing ourselves, you know, relating to the Sith. That's why I think people would be more inclined to choose to be a Sith than a Jedi, just because of this basic knowledge that it'll be okay to show our true, our desires that would be negative for us, but we still want to do in the end, right? Let's go on. Yeah, so he quotes Sue Grafton, which is the author of the Alphabet series. So she says that we all need to look into the dark side of our nature. That's where the energy is, the passion. People are afraid of that because it holds pieces of us we're busy denying. Now, let's think about that. busy denying, right? Like, are we denying it? And yes, we are. I mean, but I'm not saying this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing, guys. You know, like, I mean, like, we're denying these horrible actions that our brain is telling us, yeah, do this, it's all good, man. It'll be fun, it'll feel good. But no, we say no. We have to accomplish, we have to do good things for our family and our friends. And every time we do that, it becomes a little more of nature to become, to do something positive. But when we're born as human beings, we have this desire to, this nature to be, to do what makes us feel better, right? Now, this stems from a lack of purpose, I think, but that's, you know, it's besides the point right now. The energy that we're looking for, right? You know, hey everyone, the camera cut out twice, so I just had to redo that. So yeah, we're talking about the energy, right? So the energy that Sue Grafton is talking about is the energy from the dark side of our nature, which she says over here. So it's interesting that she's saying that there's energy. And then she's also saying that because it holds pieces of us that we're busy denying. Now, let's take a step back. Have we ever watched a movie that the main character, right, he's good, he's doing good, you know, he's beating the enemy, but then, you know, he wasn't good enough, right? And one of his loved ones died, or something horrible happens, right? Now, he gets angry. Then what happens? He starts beating everyone. All the bad guys, just beating them all down. Like it's a piece of cake, because he's using his anger, using his power, right? Now, I wanna try to put this into different terms over here. She's saying we're denying our dark side. I think this is a mistake. I think denying a side of ourselves just limits our potential. I do believe that everything has a light and a dark side to it, a good and a bad to it, you know, a negative or a positive. To deny a whole half of yourself is limiting your potential by eons. If not, it's insane. And I don't think anyone should be doing that to themselves, you know? Why not use this power? You know how much passion, lust, anger is inside there? How much power we can gain and push through all these obstacles in life that we find so hard? You know, it may sound like dangerous, but using the power that we have built up and our negative emotion that we just keep ignoring, without the only reason why they're negative is because they're being used for a negative purpose, right? Imagine using that power we have for the positive purpose of accomplishing as much as we can in our lives. That's beautiful. That sounds good to me, man. You know, I don't know about you guys. And it's inspirational when I see sometimes, you know, something horrible happens to someone and he, like Batman, we're going back to Batman, right? Like, you know, the way his parents died, then he used that energy, that power, that inspiration, right? To just push through the rest of his life and become Batman, which is insane, you know? So I love when I see people in real life, you know, something bad happens to them and I say, you know what, I'm going to push through this also. You know, I'm going to use this opportunity, you know, use this passion I have, this anger that this happened to me, and I'm not gonna be angry about it, but I'm gonna use the fuel that it gave me to push through and just try again. And it's beautiful when that happens. I love that. Now, last thing I have to say to you guys is like and subscribe. No, I'm joking, guys. Don't worry about it. I'm not gonna say that. I'll say it at the end maybe. Last thing I want to say to you guys is we could use the dark side to give the willpower. We could use the dark side to gain the willpower we need to accomplish things for ourselves, which can be positive in nature. It can be positive if we want to be positive. We use it for a positive reason. Hopefully we can use the dark side to our advantage. Not just our advantage, but to use the dark side of ourselves in the most positive, beautiful way. If you've ever read my blog, I probably said this, but like if you ever read my blog, I just love taking things and making them great. Taking things that are so taboo and making them so useful. So, I hope you enjoyed. If you liked it, show the love, guys. I need it. And I hope that you enjoyed this. Have a great, wonderful rest of your day, everyone. Peace out.